scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Megan, have you ever dreamed of spending 24 hours in maybe your favorite, you know, department store or your favorite restaurant?
24 hours seems like a little much, but sure, why not?
Well, check this out. A man actually had to live at a Waffle House for an entire day.
Oh my goodness. Did he lose a bet?
So his name is Justin, and he recently spent 24 hours at a Wilmington, North Carolina Waffle House because, yes, he did basically lose a bet. He finished last in his fantasy football league.
Yeah.
And so, but get this, for every waffle that he ate, he got 20 minutes knocked off of his 24-hour sentence.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah. I mean, he ate as much as he could, but really in 24 hours, you still... What are you going to eat? Like three waffles?
Well, I bet if you could eat like three waffles an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
So that would knock an hour, but the problem is you can only do it 1 hour at a time.
And you probably can only do it within that 24 hours, maybe three times.
Maybe three times, and then you would just be sick.
Yeah, you would just be feeling awful.
Now, did he have to have toppings on the waffles or just, you know?
They didn't specify. Even with just plain waffle with syrup, that fills you up pretty fast.
It does. I like this idea of not giving a prize to the winner, but like punishing the loser.
Yes.
That's pretty great. I love it. Well, Johnny, I have a feeling you're going to be guilty of a few of these. So a new survey of office workers have come up with the top ways that office workers slack off on the job.
Oh, no.
Drum roll, please. Can you give me a drum roll? Do it with your...
I need both hands.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. Number one. Number four, browsing social media.
Okay.
Number three. I don't want to start with number one. You're always yelling at me for that. Number three, sending messages with Messenger and other apps. Number two, checking personal emails. And number one, browsing the internet. To me, those all feel like the same thing.
To me, that is all...
It's all internet
related. It's all work.
It is all work, too.
It's all work.
We have to be on all those.
You and I, when you leave to go to your other job, we usually use Voxer or any kind of messenger.
Yeah, so we're always on social media.
And then I do check personal emails every once in a while, but sometimes they're related to work. Sometimes.
Also, I have to keep up with your Facebook because how else would I know that you have like icicles on your house?
Exactly.
And stuff? You know, I mean, I need to know these things. So.
It's very important stuff.
You know, I have to say there's some other funny ones on this list. There's a list of top 50, but here are some of the highlights. Hiding in the bathroom. That doesn't sound fun at all. Why would you do that? I wouldn't bother.
I have, trying to think. I don't think I've done that in this job, but I have done that where it's been like, 3 minutes before lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, guys, I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. And then, boom, lunch break. Boom.
I think I've had jobs that were so bad or so boring that I've done that. But like, every job I've had since I was like, say, 17, there's really no reason to hide in the bathroom. Exactly. Another one, staring at the screen looking like you're concentrating while daydreaming and then attending fake medical appointments. Now, I would argue that you're slacking off outside of work when you're at a fake medical appointment.
Exactly. So, you're slacking off even more. So
yeah, exactly.
We always love to know what kind of slacking off you're doing. But that's trending topics for this morning.
98.3 The Coast. Trending topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.